everyone. Welcome to the Sunday Night Ambit Business Builder call. This is National Consultant Mary Amoedo. If you were on the call last week, you heard an incredible interview between the mother-daughter duo of executive consultants Deborah Gardner and Amber Hassett, and I am super excited that they will be our guest hosts for the next 2 months on the Sunday Night Ambit Business Builder call. So I am super happy to turn this call over now to executive consultant Deborah Gardner. Deborah, you there?
I am. Hi, Mary. Thank you.
Hi. It's all yours.
Okay. We're excited to have Kevin and Rose Duncan on tonight, and Amber is going to introduce them to everybody.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the call. So as Mary said earlier, this is going to be an awesome call, so grab that pen and paper. So it is my pleasure to introduce to you executive consultants Rose and Kevin Duncan. They are executive consultants, Crystal Sphere Award winners, top 50 income earners, VP Honor Roll, Five Star Club members, Pure Energy Award winners, Comma Club, Fast Track promoters, and they've been featured in Success From Home magazine. So without further ado, I'm going to turn it over to Rose and Kevin. Rose.
Hi. Thank you, Amber. Oh, my gosh, Deborah, Mary, all the people I know from Five Star. That is awesome. We're really excited to be on the call tonight. I know this is the national call, and it's reaching a lot of the consultants around Ambit. So anything we could do tonight to help add value to anybody's business, I hope I hope we do that. But I'll start out first just by telling our story about how Kevin and I got started in Ambit, and then I'm going to turn the call over to my husband. I think we're going to kind of tag team this. So first, our story. When we saw Ambit for the first time, I was actually standing there with my husband, and the girl was trying to recruit us to just be customers. And my husband's really, really smart. He wears glasses, so he kind of figured out, yeah, we would save money pretty quickly. I was the one that said, hold on a minute. This girl is a single mom. She's volunteering. She doesn't have a job. She had a paid off Escalade. She looks like a Barbie. And I started to think, this girl's got more time and more money than I do, and it's just not fair. Now, what was really, really catching my attention is the time freedom that she had, because when it was time for us to stop talking to each other, after learning so much about each other so quickly, she said, yeah, I've got to get to my son's game. And I said, yeah, I've got to go too. I've got to get to work. And so right there, that's when I started to think, whatever she's doing, I need to be a part of that. And I had been in so many other things before. Trust me, I have sold every lotion, potion, powder, pill, gadget, gizmo, buy a lot, let it rot, auto ship until you drop. I have sold everything that is on a network marketing or a direct sales platform. And I wasn't finding real success in it, so much that I ended up having to get a job just so that, you know, I can say, if I work, I get paid. If I don't work, I don't get paid. And it was going to be fine from there. Well, this girl decided I had to go to a Tuesday meeting. It was a Sunday when I met her, and she said, the only way you can sign up is if you go to a Tuesday meeting. Knowing what I know now, I'm going to tell everybody on the call, don't do that. If they don't need to go to a meeting to get started, don't make them go to a meeting, because it really just, you know, stalls the whole sign-up process. But anyway, I went to that meeting. This girl forgot that she had invited me. She told me one time where it was at, when it was. And that was on a Sunday, and I showed up on a Tuesday at the Holiday Inn in Round Rock. And I was like, hey, you know, I don't know if I'm in the right place. I don't see you. And she's like, who's this again? And I was completely offended, because I was like, gosh, she doesn't even remember me. So she got in her car, she got over there, and I just, you know, I just couldn't believe, you know, I was I wasn't even a second thought for her. I ended up joining that night without my husband's permission. Okay, so that's the other thing. If you guys got somebody that's really hot to get started, just let them sign up. You know, if they're going to figure out, you know, how they're going to tell their spouse later, that's fine. That's up to them. But I was ready to get started, and she was telling me, you know, hold on, you got to think about it. Don't you got to go ask your husband? I was like, no, get me started. And so we signed up that night, and then I went home and I told my husband that we had gotten started. And I'll tell you, it was great that I went to the meeting and we got to see it that way. But it wasn't necessary. I just signed up on the curb that day. And so When, you know, when I finally told my husband, he was like, okay, let's see what you got yourself into this time. Cause I was always getting myself into something, but he was always incredibly supportive. And so, you know, we decided we were going to give this a go. We were going to give it a real go. And he went to the next presentation with me, and he saw kind of what I saw. Now, if you get somebody do a business presentation, that's incredible, because now they're going to see it, you know, live and with leaders in the room that are going to motivate them and inspire them, you know, to get started. And that's what my husband saw when he went. You know, I just said, you know, sign me up. But he was like, oh my gosh, there's definitely some credibility here. The biggest part of the presentation that mattered to him was the little co-founder screen, where he thought, you know, Jerry and Chris on that screen, and he was like, wow, this is moving, this is a good thing. I want to make sure that we get going. And here's what's great. We decided that night to do this together. When he was looking at it, he said, okay, I'm going to help you with this, because he's never offered to help me in any of the other things that I've done. And so then we kind of got out there and we got going. And I'll tell you, ignorance on fire is amazing, because I had no idea what I was doing. I had very little support from my sponsor. And so I just kind of got out there, and I didn't know if signing up customers were better than signing up consultants, or if signing up consultants were better than signing up customers. And when I started to kind of ask around, what do I need, customers or consultants? The answer was both. Everyone that I talked to, the answer was always both. So when we go out there now, fast forward to, you know, to today, you know, we're a little bit more polished on our skill set. And we started to say, okay, what do we got to do to make things successful for us in our business? Because we did it wrong enough long enough, and you could still promote through the business. I mean, we struggled our way to senior consultant, but we made it, you know, we made it to senior consultant. And there's a lot of times along the way where you try to quit and you get frustrated and you try to give up. As long as you don't quit and you don't give up, you know, you're going to continue to move forward. So since then, okay, like I said, we've gotten a little better, and we started to kind of put a rhythm to everything, and we realized one thing right away. When you're out there recruiting, you know, you've got to recruit, or you're going to have an empty team, right? And so every time, you know, you recruit someone, it's your chance to do it better than the last time. Because if you said too much, if you just threw a bandit all over them, like I did, you know, when I first got started, people thought I was nuts. You know, if the words like deregulation and the rates coming out of your mouth, I mean, you're definitely saying more than you're supposed to say, especially if you say the word Slurpee, you know, because I was talking about 7-Eleven and Jerry Thompson Jr. And I mean, basically I was trying to spill the presentation into my invitation. And so we learned that we've just got to be mindful on what we're looking for. And the thing we're looking for is the audience to show the plan to. So if you get out there and you just make it your goal to do as many STPs as you can a day, and STP means show the plan, then your goal from the STPs will be to get the STUs. And the STUs are to sign them up. And so you can't sign someone up if you haven't shown them something about the plan, right? Now, don't get caught up in thinking that they've all got to go to live business presentations, because I'm a perfect example of that. You didn't have to do that. I have signed people up in as fast as 6 minutes, and it has taken us as long as 6 months to get someone just to click start on a video. And so it doesn't matter what the speed of your, you know, of your sign up process is going to be, as long as there's a process, because guess what? The prospect is going to let you know when they're ready. But don't take someone that's ready and stretch them out and make them wait to get started. And don't take someone that's not ready to get started and try to, you know, push them into, you know, hitting that red button, because, you know, people are going to be at their own pace. And if they feel too pressured, they're gonna quit. If they don't feel like they're being, you know, nudged when they need to be nudged, you know, they'll probably cool off and they'll never even join. So just, you know, just remember that part. And then that's, you know, what I say about as far as recruiting goes, and my husband, you know, hates when I set a goal of 2 to 10 a day, because he's like, gosh, that's, you know, that's really stretching people, but it's possible. Someone could definitely get out there and be productive and sign up 2 to 10 people a day. But you don't want to just, you know, put these people in and they're just numbers in your business. You want to grow a team. And that's what my husband gets to talk to you tonight about. Because once we get out there and we start recruiting, we're going to get them in our business. And then what do you do with them? So here's my handsome husband to tell you a little bit about what we do after we get somebody started in the business.
All right. Well, thank you, Rose. All right. So the hardest part about, you know, this whole process is exactly what Rose talked about, being excited, getting out there, getting people in your business. And then what you kind of learn along the way is once you get them in, you've got to do something with them. You've got to actually show them what to do. And that's probably the second hardest part about this business for most people, is because they get all nervous and they're like, oh my God, well, I got a new consultant. What do I do? And the reality is you just teach them to do what you just did. Now, we created, with the help of a bunch of people, you know, we created a fast track pack that's up on our website, our teamamp.com website. But then we kind of refined it a little bit, and we took that 3 or 4 page document that was a fast track pack, and we realized that was kind of confusing for people that have never done network marketing before. And we refined that, and we turned it into the 72-hour success sheet. So this business really has a couple of parts. It has the recruiting part, but once you recruit them, you've got to get the team going. You've got to show them how to duplicate that. And that 72-hour success sheet is kind of what we came up with. It's a one-page document that even if you know nothing about network marketing, you can sit down and explain to someone right after it gets explained to you. And the name of the game is keeping it simple, keeping it as simple as possible to, one, you know, after you get in, get your money back. But then, two, come up with a really simple duplicatable system that anybody can actually follow. Doesn't matter if you've been in network marketing or not; anybody can follow the system. And we give a lot of credit to people, but for that worksheet. So if you haven't done so already, go to our website, teamapp.com. It's right there on the front page, 72-hour success sheet. We got some of those pieces of that success sheet from national consultant Mark Guerra. You know, some of the training that you've probably seen him do on stage. Now, when you get this business started, it's imperative that you show these people that it's really easy to treat this like a business. There is a process that you have to follow to get your money back. There's a process that you have to follow to create your list. There's a process that you have to follow to schedule, you know, time. And that's important. Time to do your business, you know, multiple times a week if you have time, 10 minutes here, 20 minutes there. If you don't do some of those things, it's going to be very, very hard to succeed in this business. And so if you don't teach your new consultants how to do that, how are they going to teach their new consultants how to do that? And how are they going to teach their new consultants how to do that? This is all about duplication. And Eric Worre, one of the probably biggest names in network marketing, he has this training, and it's all about this. If you want to build a massive team, you've got to have a system. And Ambit has one. They've got a fantastic system. But, we kind of simplified it a little bit. You've got to have a system that's duplicatable throughout your entire team. So even when you're not there, your people are teaching their people, and their people are teaching their people, and it's the same message from everybody all the time. Now, there's some great leaders out there in Ambit, and they've each got systems too. So I'm not saying ours is better than anybody else's. I'm just telling you what's worked for us. But once you get that team going and you show someone, boom, you can get your money back, not in your first 28 days, but in your first 28 hours. Just by following these simple steps that we laid out in 72-hour success sheet, you start to build your team. And you start to see some duplication. And when you see duplication, what do you got to do? You got to get them to believe in you, right? That's getting their money back. But then you got to get them to believe, you know, in the company or in your team and beyond you. They've got to see that there's more people than just Kevin and Rose Duncan doing this business, right? So that's when you go do what Rose said. You get them to a meeting, you get them to a training, you get them to a local or regional or national event where they can see a bunch of different people that are doing this business. Maybe even some of the people that are on your local Success From Home magazine. You want to show them, see, look at this guy in the magazine or this girl in the magazine or on the magazine. Here, I'm going to take you over there. I'm going to introduce you to them. And when they know what your name is, hey, Kevin, how's it going? When you can point to someone on the magazine who knows you by your first name, you just raise your credibility and you raise their belief in you. But you're also raising their belief in the company. You know, what Ambit stands for and what they can learn and what other people are doing in this business. I mean, that's all part of the teamwork process of building your business in Ambit. Because, you know, listen, like what Rose said, when people join the business, they don't join Ambit, they join you first. So what she was saying is, you know, you don't have to go to a meeting to join. They don't. They sit down with you at the coffee shop and they join you in business, and then they get into Ambit. When they get into Ambit, that's taking them to the meetings or taking them to the trainings. Well, then what do you do from there? Okay, that actually gets the you know, Ambit in them. So their belief level rises. They got their money back. They see there's more people doing this. They see there's more people having success. They're making money. They're getting on stage and getting promoted. They're getting awards, you know, and the list goes on and on. But then you got to kind of go one step further, all right? So now they believe in you. They believe in the business. You got to build their belief in themselves. And that's where one of the most successful ways that we build our business and our team is through home parties. And I think that's a super underserved, you know, or underutilized thing in Ambit Energy. Look at all the great companies that are out there. You know, Mary Kay and Mona V and Melaleuca and Pampered Chef and the list goes on, right? Well, how do they build their business? You know, these companies are, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 years old. How do they build their business, you know, throughout the United States? They use home parties. Well, Ambit's no different. And I think if you ask the big leaders across the United States, I know Brian McClure really heavily pushes home parties as well. You know, they're going to say their success largely came from home parties, from getting people into your house. And when Rose and I have a home party, we kind of do it a little bit different than most people. So the very first time we had a home party, my wife, she didn't hear the part home. She just heard the part party. And anybody who knows Rose Duncan knows that Rose Duncan knows how to throw a dang party. Okay, I financed it, but Rose throws the party. That's the fun part. And, you know, we had in one home party back when we first got in the business, we promoted from marketing to regional consultant in one home party. And that's how powerful those home parties can be. But that's not really the biggest, you know, for me, that's not the biggest thing about home parties. Home parties, when you go up to your new consultant and you say, hey, listen, you know, you need to throw a home party. You got to have a grand opening party at your house. You know, doesn't matter, you know, if you have 10 people or 60 people there, but we got to have a grand opening at your house. You know, if they don't want to have it at their house, you know, we offer to have it at our house for our consultants, right? But we have to have that grand opening party, and that's their opportunity to invite the people that they know, love, and trust to come see this business. Now, we put a little bit different twist on it. Now, when I say, hey, listen, invite everybody that you know to your own party, whether it's your house or my house, Rose and I kind of go a step further, and we say, listen, we're going to bring a bunch of people, too. Right? So let's just say our new consultant invites 30 people, and 8 show up. Okay? That's not bad. That's actually a pretty good home party. All right, but let's just say 8 people show up, but I brought another 15 or 20 with me. You know, guests and consultants with me to your home party. Okay, so now you've got 25 or 30 people at this home party. Your guests, your 8 people that showed up, guess what they're doing? They're paying attention because they're looking around the room trying to figure out why they've never met any of these cool friends of yours, right? How come there's 15 or 20 people that we don't know that we've never seen? I've known you for 10 years and I've never seen any of these people. How do you know these people and I don't? Right, so now they're all of a sudden paying attention to the 7-minute video that we show because that's all we do. We don't do a full-blown presentation. We use the 7-minute video right off the corporate website, the getting paid video, 7 minutes. We have some testimonies from the people that are there, senior consultants, executive consultants. Maybe if you were lucky enough to get someone who's on the cover of the magazine, you know, just to boost your credibility because you're throwing the home party, right? Just to boost your credibility, and then we turn the music up, and we walk around and answer questions and sign people up. Now, listen, folks, it works. I mean, you know, Rose and I had a home party at our house on the 15th when the quadruple craziness, quadruple in Texas bonus ended. And we signed up 17 people that night. Now, not all of them were here in our house, but a majority of them were. Okay, we had multiple home parties going on. We have one going out in Rosenberg the week before that, our house again the week before that on February 1st. So that is a crazy good way to build your business. And it doesn't just build your business, it builds your team. Listen, when there's 30 people, we had 60 people in our house, okay? 60 people, team members and guests in our house. When you can sit down and you know, eat and visit and have fun and just, you know, mingle with 60 people, what does that do to your team? Okay, what does that do to your own credibility because there are 60 people standing in your house? Yeah, you might have 10,000 on your team, but 60 of them are in your house. Okay, so, you know, the reason I'm harping on team so much is because Rose came up with this phrase, and she did a training on it a long time ago, or not too long ago, where there's a huge difference between having a team and having a downline. Okay, and I'm going to kind of leave you with this thought. If you've got a downline, that means you can go into your back office system, pull up PowerZone, and you can see, you know, thousands of people that you have in your downline. Okay, but if you show up to a major event or like Ambition, which we're registered for, by the way, or Power Trip, which we're registered for, by the way, we don't miss an event, you know, unless it's absolutely impossible for us to get there. But if you go to one of those major events or even have a home party, a big home party or regional training like the Millionaire Mastermind that we just had, if you go to that event and you look around and there's no one there with you, then, you know, you just have a downline. You don't have a team. Okay? And you know, it's you know, trust me, it's real disturbing when you look behind you and there's no one following you. That just means, hey, maybe I got to, you know, do a something different. Maybe I got to work on my leadership skills. Maybe I got to work on my team building skills. And, you know, when you get to that point, listen, it's just like real business. That's the time where you go, okay, I got to change something. Let me go find someone who's doing it right. Let me go find someone who seems to be getting on that five-star list all the time, who's constantly surrounded at some of these events by their team members. Okay? So, you know, the teamwork part of it, that's critical. That's what's going to get you retired in the future. Okay? If you're building a team, that means your business is going to continue to grow when you stop working. Okay, that's how critical that is. So I'm going to turn this back over to my wife, Rose, real quick to say a couple of final things. But I do have one quote here. Hang on, and I'm going to say I love quotes. All right, quotes are like really super inspirational for me. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so here it is, team building quotes. This is by a world champion adventure racer. You don't inspire your teammates by showing them how amazing you are. You inspire them by showing them how amazing they are. That's how you build leaders. You got to show people they have it inside of them. Rose, I'm going to turn it back over to you.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh. Isn't he awesome? He is so wonderful. It's why I stay married to him. But, you know, he's right on everything that he said. But, it is a big deal for us to take care of the people that take care of us. We wouldn't be where we're at if it wasn't for an incredible organization, not just in front of us, but also behind us. So, you know, it is a huge effort to get, you know, to get someone into National Consultant, and we're not getting there alone. There's even people that don't make a dime off us that we'd like to thank that, you know, that have kept up with us along the way. Richard and Miriam Waito being one of them. Oh my gosh, you know, I could sit here and just start, you know, thanking really a lot of the national consultants, like, you know, Frank Schmeling, just like Kevin said, you know, the paperwork that we've created is a combination of so many leaders that have poured into us and taught us the things that we know. So we're excited to be able to just kind of give it back. I know we've been asked to speak at the Power Trip conference that's coming up. We're excited about that. But these events are huge to not just us, but to our organization. So just like you said, they build the belief level. And, you know, we just keep on keeping on. We grow that garden because we know that if we take care of it, we nurture it, and we plant the right seeds, it's going to grow into an amazing business. So, Amber, I'll just go ahead and turn it over to you. Are you there?
Thanks, Rose. Yes.
This is Deb, but yes, yeah, we're both here. Okay, guys, remember to register for Ambition and Power Trip. It's very important to do all of the events that you can. But let's just talk about a couple of things, some takeaways from what Kevin and Rose had to say. And by the way, guys, you were absolutely fantastic. Now, I heard Rose say that she threw Ambit up on people, but you know what? She survived, and she reevaluated things she was doing, and she learned along the way. And then, yes, you did. You know, and you just keep getting better and better. And then I also noticed that Rose joined despite her sponsor. It's like in spite of her sponsor, not because of her sponsor, because her sponsor didn't even show up when she came to the meeting, but Rose was ready. It is so important to remember, guys, if somebody's ready to sign up, you have to get them started right then. Don't be asking them questions like, well, did you want to go home and think about it? Did you want to talk to your husband? Well, maybe I'll follow up with you next week. Get them signed up now. Time kills deals. So that was very good advice. And then, Kevin, you said a lot of great things. The 72-hour success sheet. Would you mind telling us where that is again?
Yeah, it's on our website at teamambit.com. It's right there, like right underneath the banner. There's a little link there that says 72-hour success sheet.
And you know, the reason why that kind of exists is because when I got started in this business, you know, they tried to throw a whole book of things I had to do, and I almost quit just because I was like, wow, that's homework. I'm not doing that. So we drilled it down to actually the fast track path, and then we drilled it down some more because Kevin said, we need to get this on one sheet. We need one piece of paper that we could, you know, we can get these consultants started with, because we can't, you know, we can't waste valuable time spending time with the, you know, with every single consultant that we're getting started. We're giving them a disservice and us a disservice, because what if these are people that aren't even going to be serious about their business and probably quit? So we wanted something that people can get to with or without us. So we put it online at the teamambit.com site and said, here, this will at least get you started. And if they rock and roll at that, and we see somebody have success in that 72 hours, then we give them the fast track pack, and that's the fast track to RC. Because if you've got somebody that can knock that one pager out in less than 3 days, then they absolutely are on their way to fast tracking to RC. And you don't want to hold them up, but you also don't want to give them more than they can take in the first day.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm going to go check it out. Thank you for sharing that. And then Kevin talked about team building and showing your team that they're amazing. You really do have to compliment your team, let them know, because it's not all about you. It is about the team. If you don't have people following you, you don't have a team. And you know, there is a big difference between downline and team. Amber, did you want to add a couple things about what Kevin had to say?
I just think it was such a great call, and I appreciate you guys very much being on here. And Kevin, the quote at the end about inspire your team by showing them how amazing they are, and that's how you build your leaders, I think that's a great way to end this call. So thank you guys so much for being on. We appreciate you, and hope to see you soon.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Yes, fantastic. All right, so thank you so much, guys.
So at this point, we'll go ahead and unmute the line so everyone can say thank you to Rose and Kevin Duncan. Again, thanks so much, guys. Have a great evening.
Thank you, Rose and Kevin.